GOP Senator Perdue, I think we've got the votes for acquittal. Dismissal of illegitimate impeachment. By Jeff Poor on January 21, 2020. During Tuesday's broadcast of Hugh Hewitt's nationally syndicated radio show, Senator David Perdue, RGA, speculated on the vote tallies as an impeachment process is underway in the U.S. Senate. According to the Georgia Republican, there were enough votes for either an acquittal or dismissal of the charges leveled against President Donald Trump. Partial transcript as follows. Hewitt, how, what is your best estimate of how long the Senate trial is going to last? Perdue, well, my prayer is that given what we are doing, and we are totally united behind this on the Republican side, is that there will be 24 hours of presentation by the House over 2 days. There will be 24 hours, up to 24 hours of presentation by the President's team over 2 days. Then 16 hours of questions from the members of the Senate. That's no longer than 2 days. And then, there will be 4 hours apiece for the House and the President's team to sum it up. That's it. So you could be talking about 6-7 days at the best. Now at that point, we have to vote motions about witnesses or any other information we may need. Or we could have a vote to acquit or dismiss or whatever at that point. Hewitt, do you believe that will happen? Perdue, I hope it will. I think we've got the votes for it right now. I mean, there is no evidence. Look, Hugh, this is, you've said it, but this is just an illegitimate process. I worry, and I've said this before, I wanted to just vote to dismiss now upon receipt of the articles. Because frankly, the articles are illegitimate. And what we're doing is historically very dangerous. Because we are accepting an illegitimate result from a totally bogus sham trial over in the House. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.